You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt.
And I'm Sir Jimmy of House Nuts. Welcome back to our Song of Ice and Fire book club. Today we are into some Dunkin' Egg news and possibly, depending on time, Sons of Four of a Storm of Swords. But Matt, how are you, man?
Hey, I am good, man. I want to say this real quick just because I talked about it in the end of last week's episode, but I kind of split the episodes into two, and I might do that going forward, which doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get less episodes, but you might get like two a week or something like that. But I think it's just better for the feed and everything, because when I look at the analytics, I see that there's so many people who are still like just going through the chapters, and they don't necessarily need all this like us waffling at the beginning about, all the news and stuff that will not be relevant in the future. So in the future, for those of you guys listening, if the episodes sound like, man, you're jumping right into the middle on the chapters, well, that's just because I edited it that way, and it's easiest way to do it, because you don't necessarily know. So, but yeah, man, I am doing good. Had some more people reach out to me, because we talked about my blood pressure last time.
Got Did anyone tell you more. To do carnivore or anything?
No, actually, this one guy was really nice. His name was also awesome. Matt. I'm blanking on his last name, but he said he listens to everything, and he's like, dude, you get it checked. He's like, just make sure you're working out, make sure you're... He said he's actually, on the medication that I took that did not work for me and stuff like that. So anyway, super appreciate more people reaching out. Still, hey, got it. I'm back into like the 140s of my blood pressure, which is not great. So I don't know.
You look a little healthier in the face, actually.
Yeah, man. I've been
like last week you were a little red, I thought. I don't know if you were sunburned or not, but.
Oh, I was a little sunburned last week.
Were you?
Because we went swimming at my father-in-law's country club, which we were talking, Jimmy and I were talking about just a little bit before here. We took Ellie in the pool, and it was kind of fun. Yeah, just she's never been in like a regular pool. It's always like the swim lessons pool or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's just
did she there. Do well?
Yeah, because they actually have a much more shallow section, right?
Oh, that's nice.
And so I mean, she's one. So but I mean, hey, she just graduated. She's actually top of her class.
Let's go.
She actually is kind of, total aside here. You got to start somewhere. I mean, if she could be an Olympic swimmer, we started at 6 months. We're way ahead of other people, swimmers. Then if she were to get into swimming in like high school, think of how much more time she would have had, how much more experience. We're quite literally trying to raise a D1 athlete here. Okay.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Put a golf club in her hand.
Well, her grandpa, has been saying that all day. He's like, "Oh, she's going to be a golfer." Actually, my wife's family, they're all actually she has a cousin that is he's like a golf scholarship for
Oh, wow.
I think he goes to Colorado. I don't know where he goes, because I don't really see him that much except for like Christmas and whatever. But he just flew down to like Mexico for a tournament or something. He's like flying all over the world for tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, you get to see a lot of different places. But the ladies PGA, LPGA is, I mean, really taking off. Yeah. Like, it's gaining a lot of popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Love to hear it, man. Love to hear it. I'm on a little bit of a break between jobs right now. Very excited to be starting a new venture. It was sad, though, leaving my old team. I just I did not realize.
Not the old job.
Not the old job. The old team. My teammates. My teammates. I desperately will miss, just because, you know, it was kind of neat flying over to Denver every so often. I never really liked the trip because it was for business, but I did grow some connections with those people. So it's always hard to say goodbye. You know, it's bittersweet. So I'm using this time right now to get a bunch of stuff in order. I got a bunch of stuff going on. Found out my uncle has cancer.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to maybe go back and see him back home and yeah, just get gearing up for a good fall, I hope. And then Matt, going into January or February, one of the two, it seems, we're going to get Dunkin' Egg season one, but not just Dunkin' Egg season one. We've actually been confirmed that season two and three have been approved, and they're going to be filming back to back. So we're going to have Dunkin' Egg in 2026, 2027, and 2028.
Yeah.
This is huge. This is great.
Yeah. Big deal. I got to pull it up here. This is Westerosi's, who's, you know, they're definitely like the best, I think. Any Song of Ice and Fire news. HBO's Night of the Seven Kingdoms has reportedly been renewed for seasons two and three. Each season will reportedly consist of six 30 to 35 minute episodes. Season one is currently set to premiere in early winter 2026.
Yeah, so this is really big news. It kind of confirms a little bit what you and I have talked about, is that obviously we thought it would be an abbreviated type of show. And I actually think that 30, 35 minute time is perfect for the story that's told in Dunkin' Egg, because if they're going to base most of it off the source material, there's not a ton. You could expand on some of the characters for sure, and you're going to get non-egg and dunk POVs, right? Like you might sit there with one of the Targaryens possibly, or Tansy Tutal or something like that, but you probably aren't going to see like a ton of additional storylines being added. I don't think that's a bad thing, Matt.
No, I don't either. I actually think it's great. And I think the 30 to 35 minute episodes, you know, a lot of shows have done that, right? And that doesn't mean that we won't get an episode here and there that's bigger, right? You know, I would, and again, this is early sort of news, whatever. Like, I'm guessing that, you know, at the end of season one, when we get to the big battle, maybe that the big actual tournament fight, that might be slightly longer, but it's a really only like one kind of fight, so I don't know that it necessarily needs to be like that. But that doesn't mean that in seasons two, where there's another kind of big fight, even though it's a little, you know, smaller scales, but season three, that's where you would have kind of a big fight, when like Blood Raven shows up and everybody shows up, and when Egg is you know, kidnapped, that could be at White Walls. That could be a big deal. Right. Yeah. So that doesn't necessarily mean we won't get bigger seasons and stuff like that. And you and I are actually going to record a Patreon episode where we're going to dive like deep into like what we think about like seasons, you know, 4, 5, 6. Right. If we get there. So, yeah, stay tuned for that, too, because that's a whole big question of what if this show is super crazy popular? Where is it going to go? But just at least on this news here and the 30 to 35 minute mark, I actually think it's perfect, because we've talked about this before. The source material itself is not particularly long, right? I mean, if you listen to the audiobook, the entire audiobook for the whole series, the whole trilogy of books, is like 10 hours. I mean,
yeah, we
like
don't want Hobbit movies thing.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half of like, as it's done in chapters. You know, it's like part one, part two, and it's like 3 hours. So that is quite literally what this will be, right? I mean, that's like line for line, the audiobook is 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah, and the scope is more narrow of this show. This is a much more focused, quieter show, and I've told you, and I know everyone's probably tired of hearing me say this because I'm being pessimistic, but I do worry about the general audience's understanding of that And the I just today looked at responses for the announcement, and the first like 10 things was just like, this is horseshit. This show's gonna suck. 30 minutes. They blew it before it even started. I'm not watching. And I'm just like, dude, like, how can you say it's nothing like House of the Dragon? It's nothing even really like Game of Thrones. Of course, it's in the same world. There are similarities, but it's a very different type of story. I guess it's a little bit more evident in the written form, though, right, Matt? Like, you can literally look at the collection of three stories compared to a Game of Thrones and realize that it's, you know, a fraction of that story, but it's still a complete story that's being told. So I don't know. I think this is great. Remember whenever I was talking about The Pitt, I said we need shows that are 30 to 40 minutes and that come out every year. This is that. This is exactly that. This is,
no, and it's great. And it's I love it because it's going to tell, like, especially season one. And that doesn't doesn't mean that seasons two and three won't be longer episodes.
If they need it, they might not even need it.
Right. Like The Mandalorian, I think, is a great example of that, because there are episodes that are your like traditional, like 23 minute, old school 23 minute episodes. Right. Snappy. Which if you were watching on TV, like if you go back and watch like Friends and all those big shows in the 90s, they're all like 23 minutes. There's really not a ton of content there because you had commercials which filled it out to half an hour. But I mean, 30 to 35 minutes actually isn't terrible as long as there's not a bunch of filler, because you just can't please everyone, right? Like that was with House of the Dragon. It's like, man, there was so much filler in the back half of that. We want action, we want this. Like, well, maybe that's what they're doing, is they're keeping it more concise, right? I mean, this show will have a little bit of action here and there because they're at a tournament. Dunk gets into a fight. I mean, that's probably episode three, right?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses, or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Episode 4, when that's going to take place?
Probably 3, maybe.
What we won't probably get a lot of in this episode, in this show, is lore dumping.
No. You're going to be introduced to the characters, episodes 1, 2, maybe not even 2. And then we're going to get right into the conflict. The thing about a short story is, and I know they're novellas, but to me, they're short stories, is that you have to get in, up, down, and out. That is it. Like, you have to do those things. Now, There are short stories that are a page long that are much different than that, but I'm just saying for the general purposes of a general story, that's how you would do it. And that's how the TV show is going to be as well. That doesn't mean that it's going to be too fast paced or anything like that. They're looking at what they have scope wise to deal with. And they're saying, yeah, 30, 35 minutes we can do. And I think so. Yeah. 3 or 4 hours for a season of Dunkin' Egg. That feels good to me. And I saw a lot of people being a little bit apprehensive saying, oh, how are they going to turn book one into 10 episodes? And people were really like upset about that. And then you see people being upset that it's short now. And I'm like,
thought they were going to be like an hour long. And we were like, man, I don't know that you can stretch that.
We said an hour long for 6 episodes would have been too much for the story that we know.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it. I think it's going to be good. And the other thing is it's like in some cases, you know, it's like when you're, I mean, anybody who does YouTube, right? This is like the lesson one of like learning YouTube videos and all this other stuff. And I remember this is like literally like the first thing I ever looked at when I started editing. And someone said, if you have a good 10-minute episode, like you probably have a great 7-minute episode.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And so like less is more. And now look at the way we consume content. The way we consume content now is like, man, it's tough. And I do shorts like for a living. I do shorts like all day long. That's all I'm creating. And I can tell you, I've actually switched from doing like a minute. You have to, on TikTok to earn money, you have to go over a minute. And what I've actually, and I now I'm like, well, it's not even worth it anymore. So now I'm only doing like 45 second clips.
Yeah.
And the watch time goes through the roof because now it's a higher percentage and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's where we're at as a society. Our attention is getting, you know, smaller too.
It is getting smaller, but I also will say there's trends. Things come and go. We've done the epic television since Game of Thrones and everything that has followed it. I think a reduction back down is natural in some ways for television. I'm speaking strictly about television. And I think that's why The Pit was such a breath of fresh air for you and I. Like, we were just like, oh my, this is exactly what we've been dying for. And another thing, if you look at the entire project of Dunkin' Egg, this is not a show. There is not enough stakes and epicness in Dunkin' Egg to wait 2 years between seasons. This show fails with that. House of the Dragon, we can always say, well, there's going to be CGI. There's going to be these big bats. It's going to be worth the wait. I think Dunkin' Egg waiting 2 to 3 years between a season is just would be unacceptable for how personal of a story it is.
Yeah.
So it's dumb. I don't want to say dumbed down, but it's concise so they can do it yearly, which this show, I think, will benefit greatly from.
Yeah. And it's also, it's not that big of a story. I think that's that's the difference. I mean, that's the biggest difference, right? Yeah. Like in Game of Thrones, even like season one, which is probably the most book accurate season. I mean, so many of the lines are just straight dialogue from it. I mean, literally you go back and you look like you're reading the paragraph and that's what they're saying.
So good.
But that's a full novel you're trying to cram into 10 episodes. This is totally different. This is the entire audiobook is 10 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if you listen to the audiobook, it's like 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours. So it's like 9 hours. Well, 30, let's do the math here, Jimmy, right? 30 times six is what? 2 hours, hour and a half. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like you're barely cutting anything. You're pretty much just telling the story as it is.
Which it could be really good. And I do think that the stories will make for good television. Maybe not the epicness that some of the more general audience wants, which is the concern. But I think all this is good news. That's what me and Matt are trying to say. We saw this and we were both delighted. Like, we were like, this is exactly what we were kind of hoping for out of this. We didn't want a ton of stretch. I think that this is going to be as tight as possible, which in today's age is a good thing.
Yeah. Hold on. Do I do the math right here? It's 3 hours. 30 times six. Cause 2, 2, and 2.
It's 180. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's 3 hours. Yeah.
You doubt my math, bro?
No, I thought you said an hour and a half. And I was like, wait, that doesn't.
Well, I was thinking 60 minutes. I'm sorry. I was thinking 180 minutes into an hour.
I mean, literally, this might be the most book accurate A Song of Ice and Fire thing, because they might just literally be like, all right, well, here's the script. I mean, have at it.
And it could follow it very tightly. And
there's not that many characters.
No, there's not. I mean, there are, but we're not going. So, for instance, even House of the Dragon, we jump locations. We go to Harrenhal. We go to the Step. Like, we have all these different places that we need to be. And it was kind of like, if you think about it, this means an average episode of Dunkin' Egg is probably only roughly maybe, I would say, 13 minutes shorter than the average House of the Dragon runtime, which is about 48 minutes, roughly. So there are some that are longer, just like we said could happen with Dunkin' Egg. And at 13 minutes, you could really boil that down to jumping and transitioning between all these different locations, whereas Dunkin' Egg is one spot. Like, we're here in the story, and we're not going to be moving on from that. So I think I think it all makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I don't see an issue with it. I mean, literally, it's just like, okay, episode one is probably like he goes to the tavern and he ends up going to the tavern, meets Darren, meets Egg, and then he goes to the tourney. Probably starts with him burying Sir Arlen a penny tree.
Oh man, it's ironically one of the things I'm most excited to see because it's one of my favorite opening lines of any book.
Yeah, I actually also wouldn't be surprised if they just dump this.
You think? Nah, I think they go weekly. I think it's integral to the Game of Thrones, like, just feel.
It's so short, they might just do it.
They've never done it, though.
I think some things they have. I think, like, Peacemaker, I think they dropped, like, the first...
I might be wrong.
I think Peacemaker, they dropped, like, the first three episodes, and then you had to wait weekly. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I feel like that's the case. Or maybe I just didn't get into it until, like, it had been out for a week or two. But I'm pretty sure that was the case. But, I mean, regardless, I could see them doing that. But I don't think... I don't know. People are going to be pissed no matter what.
I mean, I just decided to scroll down. It gets even more ridiculous. People are like, remember when Game of Thrones was every year? And someone said, this show is coming out every year. And they said, yeah, right. Like, it's literally in the press thing. But also, someone said, 30 minutes, nothing good can come in 30 minutes. I hope no one watches this show. I get Matt. This is why I check social media once a week. I can't do it, dude.
Yeah. I can't do it. Yeah. I mean, here's an interesting thing. Somebody said it really should just be like, it should be like two hour and a half episode, like a mini series.
I could be entertained by that, but it's all depending on what you want to do, right? Like, you can do both of those things. They would look very different, though. Like, for someone to think that they could just take what they have and do that, I'm not so sure, because you film in a certain way to make it episodic, right?
Right.
So, yeah, sure. If they wanted to do a movie instead, or two movies, or sure, but they didn't. So,
right. If it's good, I don't really care. Because again, the other thing people seem to forget is that we now live in this age of streaming where, it's totally different. Like, we live in, like, everything now is really ultimately designed for that people in the future are going to be just binge watching the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the predominant way of experience. I mean, it's like books, to be honest, though. More people read books once they're done, like the series is done.
It's like I said, like the House of the Dragon season two finale. Yeah, were we happy with it when we watched it? No, but after the show's done, is that episode going to seem as bad as we felt leaving it? No, because people are just going to be watching it seasons one through four.
Season three start, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All content now is totally designed towards streaming. It's just the age we live in.
Yeah. And for better or for worse, it is what it is. But I don't know. I seem to be very happy about this. Of course, we'll judge the product for what it is when it comes out. If it comes out and it feels rushed and horrible, then sure, we'll crap on it. But this is about what me and Matt expected. So
yeah, I'm actually happy.
I'm a little relieved.
I am too. Yeah. I'm like, oh good, this is good.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.